Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's up, guys? I'm here in Charlestown. Charlestown. What's up, guys? I'm here in Charlestown, and I'm going to give you guys an inside look at how Team Winnow merch is made. Let's get to it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get this merch, this fine quality, handcrafted, thanks to Stefan merch. Some of the finest merch in all the land. If you don't get the merch today, you're missing out. You're missing out. Get this merch and just look at it.
Is this what we do now? We bring on a guest by playing outtakes?
No, we pump them up.
It sounded like we're all borderline, and not we. I'm looking at one person specifically, almost trying to embarrass Chase Winovich as he joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Chase, hello. It's Hardy and Zoe and Joe Murray.
Well, we aren't willing. That's what was posted, right, Chase?
Yeah, we're switching up the team here, I see. What's going on, guys?
Well, we got a guy out today for he's doing something. So you're with Hardy, Zoe, and Joe Murray here. But Chase, if I came to Foxborough and put you in a car, can you drive me to where Charlestown is? Do you know where Charlestown is on the map?
Of course, but I don't think you're pronouncing it right.
Charlestown. The town.
Charlestown.
The movie.
It would only be fair at some point. Maybe we'll play for Chase Scott Zolak back in the day when games he was trying four. To do promos for the games on four. That's all he had to say, Chase, was games on four.
Just keep being you, dude.
Games on four. Zoe had a problem with that one line, so it happens.
Yeah.
Heading out to practice. You guys getting ready? This is what, like the one practice of the week. Is that going to be enough?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. What you get is what you get, and one practice is, I guess, all we get. We found our respective patches of grass. The guys were looking sharp yesterday at workouts, and yeah, I'm really excited for this game. At the end of the day, football's football. We're a bunch of instinctual dudes, I think, just going to try to give it our best shot, and we're excited for the game for sure.
All right, there's a lot of experts out there that were looking at that Buffalo Tennessee game, are saying, "Oh, Tennessee's going to get smoked because they couldn't practice." Did that open? You know, guys around the league's eyes that you can get some stuff done virtually or with minimal practice and still go out and play sharp football, play well.
Yeah, that is interesting. I joked about it last week, saying if we traveled the day of the game and it ended up working out better, we might have to do that in the future. Where it's kind of something interesting, because if you see like the trends in terms of practices, and you always hear about guys talking about back in camp, they used to have 3 days and camp used to be like 3 months long and yada yada yada, it was brutal, don't get me wrong, and shout out to the guys in the NFLPA that are fighting for us, but at the same time, it's like there's obviously an argument to be made that more is not always more, especially when it comes to football and the physicality that the game brings, but who knows? And that's such a small sample size. Obviously, we're going to need some more games before we can make an assessment like that. But it is an interesting year in that sense, for sure.
All right, Chase, I'm the fill-in guy today. My name's Joe, and I don't care about the football stuff. I wanted to ask you about when you were meeting with teams before the draft. Obviously, there's the story about you asked Madonna's daughter out on a date. I want to hear about this one. Can you tell us about that, and why do the teams care if you actually went on a date with Madonna's daughter?
Yeah, so I'm not going to mention any players specifically, but so I think that kind of was, I don't want to say a misperception of me, but it kind of, I guess, was at the end of the day. Just trying to be this person that maybe was not so focused on football or seeking attention or just things that were just slander to my name, because if you thought that about me, then you got me all wrong. I am extremely dedicated to my craft, and so I think it was just like a backwards way of kind of approaching that situation. Like, what is it, like, the reason that you would go on a date with Madonna's daughter almost? It was just a weird attempt. That's why it was more of a weird question. But to be honest, like I said, that stuff is great, but and fun and stuff. But really, I'm just trying to focus on playing football and kicking butt.
All right, Chase. It's Twisted Tea Thursday here on Zolak and Bertrand. Yeah. Chase Winovich, Twisted Tea. More than just the original hard iced tea, it's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted, enjoy responsibly. The Twisted Tea question of the week, Chase, comes from Stephen D. from Marlboro. He said, how long did it take to successfully balance on your hands?
Handstand?
Yeah. You're talking about a handstand?
I guess. I've never seen you do a handstand. Apparently, yeah. Stephen D. is very impressed with it.
I used to be better at handstands, for sure. Headstands are a lot easier, I think, just as in like a general yoga pose. But it didn't take me really that long. There's a lot of, just as an athlete, I think there's a lot of carryover into some of the movements that we do. And I think having a strong core is one of those. So some of the exercises came easier to me than others, for sure.
I think Zoe would attempt a handstand.
Nope,
for us.
Break my wrist.
Okay.
Break my wrist.
Not going to try it. All right,
nope,
go ahead.
Nope, not strong enough right now. Back in the day, I could do it. But yeah. Obviously, you had a couple guys test positive on your team, and you guys have been through this process. And you see other guys throughout the league have had it. It seems like it changes week to week as far as guidelines, protocols, and maybe things get added as you go. If they told you guys, in essence, like to gear back at night, be careful where you go, or you know, just be smart. We want to get this year in. We want to play football.
I don't know if that so much has been the message, is just making sure that we stay safe. And it's just crazy times.
Yeah.
Because guys will get it, and there's no real way to confirm 1,000% where you got it from. And they were talking about this yesterday, just like locker room talk, I'd say. Just, guys chatting it up. And it's just like, from what you hear around the league and just like, just the mysteriousness of how this virus spreads, and just like guys that you never expect would get it from, but you know, from that person, will just somehow come down with it. It's just kind of crazy. Even the symptoms themselves can be a bit of a roulette game. So just a matter of trying to stay safe and trying to make sure that, you know, we keep it from getting inside the locker room. Because think about it, if we all test negative, it can only come in. So just making sure that we're doing great job with mask diligence and hand washing, just the simple stuff we could take care of. That's really all you can do.
All right, Chase, last week we learned a lot about you in terms of the things that I don't want to say you believe in, but things that you learned either from, Joe Rogan
stuff. We dig that. Yeah.
So I want to dig a little bit deeper. I have five questions for you. And I just want to get your thoughts on these five items. We started.
Wait. Before you continue, I want to say thank you for plugging the merch at the beginning. For those that don't know, we recently launched some new merch, it's pronounced Win with an O, merch, you know, just to make sure that the spelling is correctly pronunciated on the last name, and some other funny merch, including my dog. But go ahead, continue.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We'll pump merch, man. I got no problem pumping merch. Well, you know me.
We're all about the plugs here. That's
hell
fine.
Yeah.
We're just going to start with, a simple question. I'm just going to say the name of a theory or a situation. You give us your thoughts, you know, 10 words or less. Roswell, cover up. Yes or no? UFO crash, Roswell, New Mexico.
Cover up.
Cover up.
Absolutely.
All right. You are in agreement with both Scott Zolak and Joe Murray on that one. Number two, the fabled chupacabra monster seen in Central America and the Southwest United States. Does the chupacabra exist? Yes or no?
I've looked into this one a little bit.
Nice.
You're going to say no?
I'm going to say no. I don't think it exists.
Okay. Somebody just suggested also, to kind of piggyback off the chupacabra, Mothman.
Oh, boy.
Mothman's real.
Now, why would you say Mothman is real, yet chupacabra doesn't have a chance?
Mothman is definitely real.
That's 100% not a doubt in your mind.
I know he's real.
I'm not laughing because I don't want the Mothman to visit me. You see that sumbitch standing outside your window with them red eyes.
9 feet tall.
Yeah, then yeah. The things are going badly for you. Okay, here's a popular one. Moon landing.
I want to know how, but
moon landing. Was it a hoax?
No, I don't think it was a hoax.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right. You sound disappointed.
Yeah, a little disappointed, I guess.
Yeah, you kind of admit facts are facts.
I started my own production company, so we could always stage like the next moon landing or even a Mars landing.
I think whatever. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Oh my God, the Chase Winovich moon landing. How about Bigfoot? Does he exist? Yeti, Bigfoot, Abominable Snowman. Give it a name.
I think he exists, but not in the way that we think he exists.
Right.
See,
I think at some point in time, like if you, for example, you see early hominins that just existed on small islands and they got just became extremely small people. I think to the same extent, somewhere on Earth, you know, there could have been a band of people that were just extremely tall and. So I'm going to say yes, but it's just not how we think of it.
Think about that though, Chase, where we grew up and you go down past Washington and you head out towards Morgantown and you get out in the sticks of West Virginia where some of these hillbillies live. And to think exactly.
That's where the Mothman was spotted.
And to think that like one of these hillbillies wouldn't mate with a bear or a grill or something. And that this.
Could have been mate with Mothman.
Right.
Final question for you, Chase, your theory only, you don't have to spill any state secrets. Why didn't Malcolm Butler play in the Super Bowl?
Stop it.
What? It's a legitimate question. He's got a theory on it, I'm sure. Malcolm Butler, why didn't he play?
I think I'm losing connection.
Excellent answer.
Hey, real quick, Chase, do any like guys you go against, like, you know, offensive linemen or anything, anyone ever like throw jabs at you about some of these theories you may have? Or like, do they look into you at all? Do they say anything on the field about this stuff?
Well, to be honest, that's funny. No, I feel like most of my theories, you know, except for the Mothman, I save a little room for BS. Obviously, you always have to just with anything you do or think about, especially when it comes to like these sort of theories. And so I always have a decent bit of like, okay, like this could be fake. Like I still consider. I'm open to new evidence. Let's put it that way. Nothing's, you know, extremely closed, except the case of Brandon Lawson, or especially the case of Brandon Lawson. If you don't know what that is, you should look it up. That is something that, you know.
Doing it now.
Yeah. All right. Get on it. We'll talk about that next week for sure.
All right. We will. And until that time, Chase, good luck this weekend against Denver. We'll talk to you next week.
Get a W. Appreciate it, bud.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
There goes Chase Winovich joining us.
What did you say, Brandon Lawson?
Brandon Lawson. Yep. I just looked it up.
It's been missing.
Right. This is gonna send us down a rabbit hole.
Well, why don't you let Murray hit the hub headlines as I look this up and read about this? It's gonna be fun during the break.
All right. There. Okay. There. Now do it.